church going to surrender all. Thank you.
him tonight. Oh.
I'd like to say tonight, before I read our text again, that I appreciate saints of God in the church that love and appreciate the truth. There are so many people in these days that you preach like I preached this morning. They just simply say, "See you later." Well, the term of the day is "See you Tuesday." I never have figured out what that means, but maybe some of you guys know. But I appreciate a church of saints that appreciate the truth. And Sister Savage sang a song tonight that I dearly love. Been many times, and I don't know how you are, I'm just telling you how I am. Many times by myself, I just sing that song. And that means much to me. And I think that all of us at times need to renew that commitment and dedication. I surrender all. I'm preaching like I preached this morning, and perhaps continuing tonight with part two, is not because I hate people or don't like folks, hear me, or want to pick at you or got something against you, because none of that is true. I want to get us to heaven. And really, there is a better life to live than just saying I'm inside the gate. There's such a deeper experience with God that our generation of Christians in America today have no concept of. They don't understand the meaning that there is a deeper walk with God than just being inside the gate. We have a generation that feels like as long as they're just inside the gate, what if, hey, I'm in. The truth of the matter is, you may not be. I think that those man, I ain't even started yet. I haven't even read my text yet. Those disciples, there were 11 disciples in the garden. If you read the account of the other three gospels in their account of this scripture setting, there were 11 disciples in the garden. Jesus took three of those a little further than he did the eight. Years ago, I preached a message about the eight by the gate. Some of y'all might remember, but you got to have been here a while to remember that. But I think those eight by the gate knew more about what was going on outside the gate than they did what was going on inside the gate. And when Judas come to give the kiss of betrayal to Jesus, he never stopped at the eight by the gate. He never stopped to inquire of the sleeping three. Judas knew exactly where Jesus would be. He knew that those eight by the gate had no concept of spiritual things. He knew that the sleeping had no idea where Jesus was. But Judas had been in the garden before with Jesus. And he knew that he would always go a stone's throw further than the rest. And I trust that the Lord will help us tonight. I'd like for us as a church to go a stone's throw further. It is not enough just to say, I belong to Massanova Pentecostal Church. I'm glad you're here. I really am. You may think I don't. I'm not sometime, but I am. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad for every Christian that's here. I'm glad for every sinner that comes. I'm glad for every backslider that comes. I'll go further than that. I'm glad for the hypocrites that come. Someday they'll get straightened out. And I could tell you some instances where some hypocrites did get straightened out after a long period of time. So, but I want to try to impress upon our hearts and minds today that there is a deeper walk with God that we have not ventured into, that if we're going to survive in this worldly climate of this 2001 generation, we're going to have to go a stone's throw further than the rest of the crowd. Amen. So, here we go. In Luke chapter 22, and beginning at verse 39, I probably won't read as much as I did this morning, but I'll read enough that you will get the text that we want to preach to you again tonight. Luke 22 and 39, and he came out and went, and as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. That is the only guarantee of not entering into temptation. It is not a sin to be tempted. Come on here. It is not a sin to be tempted. If the sin is when you yield to that temptation. You used to sing a song years ago, and I haven't heard it in years, and it just now comes to my mind. And I don't even remember all the words to it, but I do remember these words: yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And I don't even know whether it's in our hymnal or not. But, amen, the guaranteed antidote, amen, for temptation and not yielding to temptation, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Do you believe that's a amen? And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. There appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he arose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Amen. That's as far as I'll read right now. Brother Smith, I want you to turn over to 2 Kings chapter 2, and I'll tell you what verses after a while. Amen. Brother Silas, I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. We'll start reading there after a while. He's not even out here. Well, I'll get another one. Who's got your Bible? Praise God. All right. Amen. Sister Margaret, you're a good one to read this. Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 19. Amen. Praise God. But we'll get those sometime tonight, I trust and pray. If we don't, we'll catch it next Sunday morning. Hallelujah. I want us to understand some things. I thought this morning, we sang the song, Draw Me Nearer. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy call, and it told thy love to me, and I long to rise in the arms of faith and be drawn closer to thee. Amen. Draw me nearer. That ought to be every Christian's desire. Draw me nearer. And I'm afraid, as I said this morning, and I don't want to repeat myself a lot, but I do want to recap some of the things that we talked to you this morning about in order to finish this tonight. But I'm afraid that we have a generation of church people on our hands that is satisfied what they are, where they are, and they don't want to be moved, and they don't want to be woke up. They're sleeping spiritually, amen, and don't tell them they're sleeping because it'll make them mad. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, you cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. You must get up, amen, and shake yourselves. I was thinking this afternoon and praying about tonight's service, and these verses out of the book of Psalms came to me where David said, "Lighten mine eyes, lest..." Amen. He said it like this, "Lighten mine eyes, O Lord, lest I sleep the sleep of death." Amen. And it's easy just to go to sleep. Not necessarily physically. And it's easy to do that. Just ask Brother Bill. Amen. He'll tell you it's easy just to fall asleep. My wife's daddy, Brother Roy Sanders, he was a good man, really was. But if he got still anywhere, didn't matter where he was, if he just got still, he'd be gone. Amen. It doesn't take much effort to go to sleep. And yet we have people in the church that spiritually, without any effort at all, they just spiritually fall asleep. And they are satisfied at sleeping. They're happy at being asleep. They don't want you to stir them. They don't want to be moved. Amen. So Savage come along tonight and started the singing this song, "I Surrender All." Amen. And I think, oh God, amen, can't we get beyond the eight by the gate? Can't we get beyond the sleeping three? Amen. Can't we go just a stone's throw further? Amen. To be with Him in prayer. Amen. And seclusion, and even alone, amen, with God, until He reached that place where He is able to say, "Not my will, but thine be done." According to the other three gospel writers, Jesus prayed three different times an hour each. That's 3 hours He prayed. Amen. And finally He came to the conclusion after the 3 hours, "Not my will, but thine be done." And I'm afraid that there's some of us in the church world that it would probably take us 3 hours before we could ever get to that place, "Not my will, but thine be done." Because we are so wrapped up in ourselves. We are so wrapped up in our things. We are so wrapped up in our life. We are so wrapped up in our work. We are so wrapped up. Am I preaching to you tonight? We are so wrapped up in this world. We are so wrapped up with material substance and gain. Amen. That we have totally forgotten, amen, that there is a deeper walk with God. We are satisfied either with the eight by the gate or the sleeping three. And we have little desire to go any further. But if we're going to have a visitation from heaven, if we're going to have a visitation from the glory world, if angels are going to come from heaven and strengthen us, amen, for the journey that we're about to take in these last days, we're going to have to get past the eight by the gate and the three sleepers, amen, and go further in the garden with Him. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Woo, I'm feeling better. Amen. I mentioned to you this morning about the song, "I Hunger for Holiness." And I haven't heard anybody else sing it. Some others may sing it. I don't know. Walt Mills is the only one I've heard sing it. Amen. And I wished I had all the words to it. And this afternoon, amen, I laid down for about 20 minutes. Amen. And while I was laying down, the words to the verse came to my mind. Amen. The words to the verse is like this: "I hunger for holiness. The image of Christ in me
Y'all listen to me. I'll never be the same since I've been to Calvary. Amen. I want to be crucified that His name will be glorified. I hunger for righteousness. I hunger for true holiness. Come on here. Amen. Until there is a deepened hunger inside of us. Amen. As people of God, to go a stone's throw further than others. Amen. Come on. Come on. Y'all say with me today. Amen. I want to tell you, I believe in holiness of life. I believe in holiness of conduct. I believe in holiness of dress. Amen. But don't put your salvation in the appearance. Come on here. Amen. You've got to have more than that. You can have long sleeves and, amen, long hair. Come on here. And long dress. Amen. Amen. And be full of the devil. Amen. You've got to have an experience with God in your heart. Amen. That'll make a difference in your experience. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. The eight by the gate, they were a disciple. The sleeping three were disciples. Amen. But I want to tell you, we're going to have to do more than that. We've got to go further in the garden. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. When you get where He is, oh God help me, as long as you're with the eight by the gate, holiness of life and conduct and appearance and standards will be a struggle to you. You'll, come on here, you'll fight to try to live it. Amen. If you're with a sleeping three, amen, you don't see any sense in holiness, standards, and conduct and behavior. But if you ever get to the place where you are where He is, amen, holiness of life becomes natural. Amen, holiness standards, amen, is part of your individual service to God. It's not a chore to live holiness. Amen, it's a privilege because I am where He is. Whoa, I'm feeling better. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I said this morning, the whole plan of God was at stake in the Garden of Gethsemane. I mean, God's whole plan of salvation was at stake right here. Amen. And if Jesus did not get to the point where He was willing to say, amen, with His whole heart, I surrender all. Come on here. Amen. That's the essence of it in modern day terminology. I surrender all. Amen. If He had never got to that place, salvation would have never been bought on Calvary. Now I want to tell you, amen, today revival is at stake in our churches. And unless we get to the place where we are willing to go beyond the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Come on here. Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Our righteousness has got to get beyond, amen, Peter, James, and John. It's got to get beyond the eight by the gate. We got to get where He is. Amen. And a visitation from the heavenly world, amen, will move in our hearts. Woo! And when you get there, it's not a struggle anymore. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. He does not take it. He does not take a baseball bat and hit me in the head and says, give me that. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. And I want to tell you, your future experience with God hinges
on whether or not you go that other stone's throw further. Come on here. Amen. Somebody said, well, Brother Savage, I can go to this church over here, and they say I can do this and this and this and this and still, amen, sing in the choir and, amen, pray and come on here. Amen. And they'll call me brother and they'll call me sister. I understand you're with the eight by the gate. You've got to get beyond that. Come on here. Amen. Are y'all still with me tonight? We've got to get where He is. And if you have never been where He is, amen, in that garden experience, you have no idea what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Amen. This is a life of victory. This is not a life of suppression. I suppress my feelings. I suppress my emotions. I suppress my desires. I suppress everything that I want to do out there. This is not a life of suppression. This is a life of total victory. Amen. I'm saved by grace. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm a happy Christian going to heaven, and I enjoy my salvation. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And He went beyond them a stone's throw and kneeled down and prayed. Nevertheless, not my will, thine be done. Now, somebody say amen. Verse 44 said, and being in an agony. Didn't just say being in agony. Being in an agony. Little different approach there. It's more than just being in agony. He is in an agony. Amen. That means there is a struggle going on here. There is a conflict, amen, that's taking place. Amen. A place here of contest and struggle of exertion to the utmost to overcome all opposition in obtaining His goal. Amen. I've got one goal and one purpose for this very hour I came into this world. This is the reason I was born of a virgin conceived of by the Holy Ghost. This is the reason I've lived 33 and a half years in this body of flesh. Amen. But now I've come to the point where I am in agony. I am in a struggle. I am in a conflict. Amen. Opposition has come. The devil, come on here. The devil is opposing me. Amen. But I will surrender all. And if you don't ever get to that place, you'll always have a desire to go back to Egypt. Now, man. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. I want you to start reading there. Amen. Turn in your Bibles and let's read this together. Amen. If you got a Bible, you turn in your Bible and you read it. I don't care whether you're saved or not. If you got a Bible there, read it. It'll help you. Praise God. All right? Read. Now the works of the flesh are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Wait a minute, stop right there.
Amen. He lists this whole list. Somebody said, what in the world does all those names and words mean? Amen. I wish I had time to go into all of them this morning. I have in years gone by. Amen. But some of you was with the three that were sleeping and you forgot. Praise God. Help me here. But it would do you well to go home and get your Bible dictionary. Amen. And look up the meaning of each one of those words, or get your Strong's. If you've got a Strong's Analytical Concordance, it'll tell you. Amen. Cruden's Concordance will tell you. A Dake Bible will tell you. Amen. So if you've got any of those, you need to go home and look up the meanings of those particular, amen, works of the flesh that he's talking about. Amen. Now he says, when he gets through this whole list, amen. And some of those things I mentioned this morning, amen, in preaching. But now he says, and sets like not just limited to this little list, but anything that is akin to it, anything that even resembles it, anything that even has the same color to it, amen, and sets like, and what? Of which I tell you before. Hey, you mean he's been over this before? Well, ain't out of sight, so have I. Amen. You're sleeping, wasn't you? Amen. Come on here. As I have told you before, and times past. Huh? Now wait a minute. Surely Paul didn't know what he was talking about. I wished I had an old Bible here. I'd do a demonstration. Somebody said, I just don't believe in that. Well, tear it out of your Bible. If it doesn't fit your fancy, tear it out. Come on here. Every time you read the Bible and you see something in there that you don't like and agree with, just get a hold of the page and rip that page out. But you remember this one verse of Scripture. Woe to them that add to or take away from the words of this book. Now, Brother Paul, come on here. Now, Brother Paul says, and they which do such things shall what? Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And that's the reason I'm trying to preach, amen, a straight shotgun barrel gospel, amen, to messing over people, amen, because if you get involved in the works of the flesh that he names here and anything akin to it, he said you're not going to heaven. Amen. Hey. We got so many people in our culture now, amen, that you can live any way you want to. You can shack up with anybody you want to. You can live a wicked life and lie and cheat. Amen. Come on here and steal from your neighbor and still die and go to heaven when you die. Amen. That's a lie. Amen. Out of the hordes of hell. Amen. The Bible said, and they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, about time you got here, Brother Ben. Come on up here on the front. I'm needing some help. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I had to put my glasses on and see if I'd really him. Hey. Now, I want to tell you, we have too many people that's with the eight by the gate and with the sleeping three. And we've got churches full, amen, that are satisfied with staying there, being there, and happy they are there. And don't bother them. Don't stir them up. Come on here. Don't shake them. Amen. Don't prod them. Amen. Don't. Come on here. Amen. I was raised on a farm. Amen. Papa Waddell had one of those old shocking sticks. Amen. Anybody here know what one of those old shocking sticks are? Amen. They're battery operated. Amen. And the cow or the bull don't act right, and you want him going to shoot. Amen. You take, come on here. Amen. You take that shocking stick and punch it in his hindquarters. Amen. And you'll see that thing jump, amen, 10 feet. Amen. He'll go up to shoot in no time. I'm trying to give us a shocking stick. Amen. To realize, amen, that heaven's high, hell hot, life is short, eternity's long, and we need to get sure, amen, that we get with him in the garden and say, I surrender all.
Second Kings chapter 2, verse 7. I had to put my glasses on to read. He takes his off to read. I don't understand that. Read, Brother Smith. It's all in age. Well, you get where I am after a while. Praise God. Read. And 50 men, get this, and 50 men of the sons of the prophet went to view afar off. Just hold it right there. I'm going to get you to read some more here in a minute. 50 men. Now, amen, this scripture, this chapter, deals with Elijah and Elisha. Elijah is getting ready to be taken away. Amen. Come on here. Stay with me as long as you can. He's getting ready to be translated into the glory world. Amen. And Elisha is to take up his ministry. Amen. And go on with the ministry that Elijah started. Amen. And we all know the story about wanting the double portion. Don't we all want the double portion? I do. I said, do you want the double portion? Amen. But here they are. Amen. Amen. Elisha knows that Elijah is getting ready to be taken away from him into the glory world. But Elisha is not the only one who knows that. The whole Christian world knows that. All of the sons of the prophet know that. Amen. If you read the foregoing part of that chapter, amen. Come on here. Elijah put Elisha to the test and said, I've got to go down to Bethel. Amen. Tarry ye here while I go down to Bethel. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? And Elisha said, no, as the Lord thy God liveth. Amen. I'll not leave you. Amen. I'm sticking with you. And the Bible said, and the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came and said to Elisha, knowest thou not that thy master is going to be taken away from you today? They knew it. Come on here. Did they follow? Did they want a double portion? They were satisfied at going to the church where they were. Ah. Ooh. Ah. You got me, Brother Savage. They were satisfied with the eight by the gate. They had no intentions of wanting or desiring a double portion. Amen. They knew. They absolutely knew that Elijah was going to be translated that day. Amen. Amen. And glory to God. And Elisha said, hold your peace, fellas. I know it. And he went on. They went on down, amen, from Bethel to Jericho. When they got down close to Jericho, Elijah tested and tried Elisha's, amen, purpose and intent again. He said, you tarry here. You stay here. Well, I go down to Jericho. Y'all stay with me. Three times Elijah tested the faith of Elisha, whether or not he was going to stick with it, whether or not he, come on here, had his mind made up that he was going to go all
the way. Whatever it took, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do it. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. And Elisha said, as the Lord thy God liveth and his soul liveth, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going with you to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that was down at Jericho, different from the group that was at Bethel, they said to Elisha, knowest thou not that thy master is going to be taken away from you today? Common knowledge. Come on, stay with me tonight. Help me here. Is anybody believing what I'm preaching to you tonight? Say amen. Just because you know something, amen, amen, does not mean that you have a personal experience. You can have it up here and never have it in here. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho, amen, they knew that Elijah was going to be taken away today. And they said the same thing to Elisha, amen, at Jericho. Knowest thou not that thy master is going to be taken away from you today? Did they make any effort for a double portion? Did they make any effort or, amen, show any desire at all to go over Jordan? I'll tell you what, if I was there and I was one of the sons of the prophet, come on, are y'all listening to me? And I'm a preacher's kid. Praise God, I'm a PK. Hallelujah, I'm a preacher's kid. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Are y'all still with me now? But I want to tell you right now, if I had been at Jericho or Bethel, amen, and been one of the sons of the prophets, amen, and I knew that Elijah was going to be taken away, I want to be there. What stopped them from going across Jordan? Wake up, Brother Bill. Brother Bill never slept on me this morning. Boy, that was great. Amen. I'm going to have to write that down. Hallelujah. And he didn't even have to hold a glass of water. Amen. They could have had the same blessing that Elisha had if they had paid the same price that Elisha was willing to pay. Somebody say amen. I hear people all the time, amen, saying, God, don't do it like you used to. I got news for you. God still does it like he used to. We are the ones who don't do it like we used to. And we do it like we used to. And we're willing to cross over Jordan. And we're willing to have the blessing. And whatever the price takes to have it. Hallelujah. We'll have the same double portion. Outpouring of the Spirit. Praise God. Man, man, man. I was talking to somebody recently about, I have not found this kind of attitude very much in modern holiness churches. And it's a shame. I was talking to somebody recently about some things they need to do, or lay down, or quit. Most of the time you had to argue with people for an hour and a half. Jesus, amen. No problem. No problem. Amen. Not a problem to us. Amen. Glory to God. We just feel good about doing it. Woo!
Amen. That's the kind of Elisha spirit. Amen. That'll get the blessings of God. Amen. To flow in your life and your heart and your soul. That you're willing to pay the price, whatever it is. I want the blessing. I want to see the horsemen and the chariots of fire and hear the whirlwind from the glory world come by and see the mantle fall.
Came down to Jordan. And the sons of the prophets. Get ready to read some more. Take your glasses off. That's better. You even look better. Did your wife ever tell you that? No. Said Smith, tell him that one of these days, will you? And the sons of the prophet stood afar off. Church folks. Huh? Come on here. That's what the sons of the prophets were. They were church folks. Amen. They were having meeting down at the meeting house. And but they stood afar off. Uh-huh. Yeah, read that whole verse again.
50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan.
And they too, that is Elijah and Elisha, stood by Jordan. Now, amen. I see that's verse 7. Well, just go on down and read. Amen, because what I want is in verse 11. But go ahead. Amen. And stop when you get through at verse 10, because I want to say, Lord God, I want to preach a while when I get to verse 11.
Read. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither. Divided hither and thither. Divided. 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 Hither and thither. So that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. That's where I feel like that we are as Massanova Pentecostal Church. We're standing at the River of Jordan and have just crossed. Amen. Praise God. And the River Jordan now is behind us. What do you want? I don't know what you want, but I want a double portion. I'm not satisfied living with the sons of the prophets, just going to church. I want a double portion. Woo! I'm feeling God in this place. Ask. Ask what I shall do for thee. I want a double portion of what you got. You've asked a hard thing, Elisha. Come on here. Saints of God, y'all can come alive. Wake up! You're not with the three that sleep, are you? You're not with the eight by the gate tonight, are you? Amen. Come on, let's go where he is. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hey. And they said, a double portion of thy spirit be upon us. Upon me. Yeah, you've asked a hard thing. I'm telling you. Nevertheless, that word nevertheless is inserted by the translator so we could have a better understanding of what he's about to say. If thou see me
when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. And now verse 11, and I like this. You see, Elijah had experienced or performed 16 notable miracles. Huh? You mean you want to do more than that? Huh? You mean, Brother Savage, that you really believe that this last day church can have a greater move of God, amen, than they did in the early church in the book of Acts? Ah, yes. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and handmaids will I pour out of my spirit. In those days, saith God, and there shall be signs in the heaven above and the earth beneath, and blood and fire and pillars of smoke. I want to tell you, that's what God said we can have in the last days. And that's not being selfish nor jealous of the early church. That's simply claiming what God said was ours if we are willing to go that stone's throw further. Verse 11. I'm getting ready to close here in about 2 hours. No more, sir. It came to pass as they still went on past the eight by the gate, past the sleeping three, past the sons of the prophets at Bethel, past the sons of the prophet at Jericho, past the sons of the prophets at Jordan. And as they went on, I want to tell you, saints, there's something deeper. There's something greater. There's something more powerful that you and I can obtain and have if we will go on. We had to close pretty quick here. Amen. As they went on and talked, read. And, oh God. And the horsemen. Hallelujah. And read them. Yes. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Elijah that fell from him as Elijah was going up into heaven in a whirlwind. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. And he took the mantle. Glory to God. And he took the mantle and went what? And smoked the waters. Ah, you think you can do the same thing that Jesus did? Jesus said, the same works that I do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. Amen. When he, the Comforter, is come, hallelujah, he shall lead you and guide you into all truth, and he shall take a mind and shall show it unto you.
Praise God. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost is in this place. Amen. And God is calling us, amen, to a deeper walk and a deeper consecration. And we've got to get up out of the sleeping bunch and pass the eight by the gate and be willing to go a stone's throw further on. Woo!
And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha." Praise God. Hallelujah. The same Holy Ghost that came in Acts chapter 2 on the early church, amen, has fallen. Amen, upon the church of the last day. Amen, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. The I surrender all. I surrender all. All. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Sweet Holy Ghost, walk the aisles of this sanctuary. Touch the hearts of your people. Touch the backslider. Touch the unsaved. Oh God, move in this place as we accept the challenge and go a stone's throw farther. Oh God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Does anybody here want to go a stone's throw further? If you're hungry, a hunger for holiness that Christ may live in me. Been changed. I've never been the same since I've been to Calvary. Glory to God. Oh, saints of God, let's be drawn nearer to God. More than just religion, more than just churchianity, more than just being inside the gate. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise saints of God. Praise.